Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Superintendent Art Sadoff recapping Monday's school board meeting.
Indianola School Board met in special and regular session on Monday, but let's talk about the regular session. And one of the first things talked about was maybe adding some committees to the school board schedule. There was one of the school board members had ran on a couple of these, and just kind of talk about that discussion and what the board talked about in terms of planning for that in the future.
Yeah, well, we have a really robust committee structure right now to do the business of the school, but the conversation was about potentially adding a couple of ad hoc committees that you convene for a particular purpose and a set period of time, maybe utilizing members from the public. And the conversation last night was that as we move toward doing that, the board is really clear about what they want to get out of those committees, what they would expect out of people serving on them. Because it can be pretty frustrating if you volunteer for a committee and you don't know your purpose or you don't know what you're supposed to be doing. The areas specifically talked about last night were safety and mental health, which, you know, there are no more important issues in schools today than those things. Then also kind of communications between different education stakeholders, communications committees. So we will have a board work session December 9th. That'll be one of the main topics to talk about what we would get out of committees like that and how we'd want to proceed.
Another decision made was to just kind of tweak the policy on the early retirement. This was brought up by a couple of teachers and I believe some support staff as well. Kind of talk about that change in the plan for early retirement for this year.
Yeah, the main difference will be the ability to retire as of the student's last day, which is May 29th this year, and not have to fulfill contract days in terms of training or professional development that come after that last student attendance day. And that is something that, you know, on a case-by-case basis in past years we have done from time to time. It's required staff to take an unpaid day or days to do that. But it really is an IPERS issue, too. We need to be careful not to do anything improper, jeopardize anybody's IPERS. So it does need to be unpaid. But then that would allow staff members to begin the clock ticking on their bona fide retirement in case they want to come back to another IPERS covered position or in case they can, you know, plan to have their IPERS payments start a month earlier. So that's something the board, you know, was willing to be flexible on. The original plan just had language that said that staff needed to complete all of their assigned days or scheduled contract days. So this is a clarification that makes it possible to work with them on that.
The board also discussed some online security controls, specifically with Google Hangouts. Kind of talk about the concerns, and then we'll talk about what the board decided in terms of moving for the future with that.
Yeah, well, I think the concern is the same general concern that people have with technology, and that is that it can just kind of feel like the wild, wild west, or it can be kind of hard to control. And we actually do spend quite a bit of time teaching students about digital citizenship and their digital footprint and appropriate use. Now, the Google Hangouts or Google Chat specifically, we have talked about before, too, and debated whether the collaboration benefit you can get from that is worth the, you know, the monitoring time it would take to really see what kids are saying back and forth, or the potential for misuse. And, you know, we've made the decision now, one that we have actually, you know, considered for some time, that we are going to shut down that feature. So we won't have the ability for students to use Google Hangouts, Google Chat, that kind of thing through the school platform anymore. So that's a change actually we're going to announce today.
Well, and one of the, I guess, concerns was that students were using it at school or for inappropriate things, I guess, probably. Just kind of talk about those complaints and how it's going to probably happen. Like, kids are going to find ways to make this happen. It's just kind of what is the best way that we can try and not give them the tools to do that, correct?
Exactly. I heard a board member last night say, you know, we were passing notes when we were kids, you know, and students will find a way, but this is, you know, us not enabling that kind of distraction. I mean, the great thing about technology with kids is it's engaging. It's who they are. They are digital natives. technology is more and more part of everybody's life. But obviously, the other side of the coin is that it can be distracting or it can be misused. And I think, that goes for the adult level, too, you know, in terms of workplace productivity and people getting in trouble tweeting something they shouldn't. I mean, it's the world we live in. So we are not going to stop educating people on the importance of being good digital citizens. But we just feel like at this point, the benefits of that are outweighed by some of the concerns we've heard.
Thanks to Art Sadoff for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk in Enola.